faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman's friends are confronted with the probability that they may never see him again. Afraid that the Man of Steel is the helpless prisoner of George Latimer, evil possessor of his one unconquerable enemy, Kryptonite.
Now, lend your ears, borrow a pencil, and get in on this out-and-out terrific offer from that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Kellogg's Pep offers you fellows a big silvery keychain, a real man-sized keychain over 17 inches long. The kind of keychain that's heavy enough to hold your pocket knife or watch. The kind of keychain your friends would give their right eye to own.
And that's not all. To jingle on that handsome keychain, Pep offers you 12 lucky pieces. Silvery, small-scale models of a skull and crossbones, a piano, a Scotty dog, a clock, a locomotive. 12 lucky pieces in all. Not just flat pieces of metal, but actual small-scale models that make a hit from every angle.
That's Pep's exciting offer. A handsome keychain and 12 lucky pieces.
And here's all you do to get your keychain. Just send in a Pep box stop and 15 cents. That's a nickel and a dime plus a Pep box top.
And for each of the lucky pieces you want, you send one Pep box top and only one dime plus the names of the lucky pieces you want, like the skull and crossbones or the piano. With it, you'll get a printed slip with pictures of all 12 lucky pieces on it for future orders.
Just remember, for each lucky piece you order, send one Pep box top plus one dime.
Print your name and address clearly, and for both your keychain and your lucky pieces, send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Did you get that? Send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
And now the adventures of Superman.
In a valiant effort to retrieve a jagged piece of green glowing kryptonite, the one substance on Earth which robs Superman of his superhuman strength and power, Batman and Robin, the famous masked defenders of decency, visited the palatial fieldstone mansion of Big George Latimer. Trapped in Latimer's bedroom when Robin sneezed, the agile pair managed to escape through a window, over a porch roof, and down a rose trellis, knocking out one of Latimer's three gun-toting henchmen en route. Determined to make another try for the kryptonite, they re-entered the house through the basement. Cloaked in pitch darkness, they made their way carefully across the concrete floor, only to stop short as a weird, spine-chilling sound came to them out of the black.
Suffering catfish, what's that?
I don't know, Robin. But whatever it is, I don't like it.
It's coming closer. What'll we do?
I'd better light a match.
You better do something. I don't like things I can't see.
Neither do I.
Batman, hurry.
Here goes.
Jeepers, look.
Great Scott.
It's a dog, isn't it?
Yes, but I've never seen an uglier one in my life.
Bigger one. Hiya, fella.
Be careful, Robin. His tail's as stiff as a ramrod. He's mean.
Nice doggy, nice doggy.
Not so nice doggy. Robin, back away slowly. He's getting ready to spring.
Oh, if we only had a piece of meat or a pound of hamburger.
He looks like it's settled for one of our hands. Or a choice morsel of throat.
Oh, gosh. What's the matter?
A match. It burned my finger.
Quick, light another. If he leaves now, we're...
Robin! Robin!
Get him off!
Handicapped by impenetrable darkness and battling against a vicious crossbred mastiff with tusk-like fangs, Batman and Robin face probably the greatest single danger of their lives. But meanwhile, concerned about his friends, Superman has returned to the Latimer Mansion. We find him hovering in curious flight high above the gabled roof, making use of his X-ray vision to determine whether Batman and Robin are still there. Suddenly, he stiffens in midair.
Great Scott, they're in the basement, fighting with a dog. Down, down! This must be the basement door. Stand back, Batman. Let me at him.
Superman!
All right, Red Tin Tin, fight with me for a while.
Robin! Robin, I got hurt.
Oh, just my wrist. Claw scratch. What's
all right,
happening?
Take it easy.
Need any help?
No, I don't want to hurt him. Just quiet him down. You two better get out of here. right. Gnawing on my arm won't help you, Rover.
We haven't got the kryptonite yet.
Well, you won't get it now. Better get out before Latimer and his boys show up. I'll meet you at your house.
Are you sure it's all right?
Sure, go ahead.
Come on, Robin. On the double. Now.
O'clock. Almost an hour since we left Superman at Latimer's place.
Stop worrying about him, will you? He can take care of himself. How's your wrist?
Okay. Not with that kryptonite around, he can't.
Look, Worrywart, if you're going to bite your nails down to your elbow, we better go back there and take a look around.
Well, that suits me fine. I didn't want to leave in the first place. I told you so.
I know, but Superman was right. With the dog snarling all over the place, Latimer and his goons were bound to show up.
Well, that's what worries me. I think they did show up.
Don't say it. Let's go back there and find out. Come on.
Everything looks peaceful.
Too peaceful. It's only 10:30. Pretty early for Latimer and company to be asleep.
Well, maybe Superman rocked them to sleep.
A half hour ago, you were thinking something else. Come on. Let's go around to the back.
Why the back?
There's a balcony there. Maybe we can kill two birds with one stone. Check on Superman and grab the kryptonite.
Here we go again.
Break out your rope.
Oh, I knew that was coming. It's all set.
Okay, here we are. Loop one of the balcony posts up there, and we'll make like monkeys.
Yeah, no sooner said than done, I hope.
Good, bullseye. Go ahead, you first.
Right.
There they are. Come on, come on, boys.
Uh-oh, we've got company.
Lots of company. Make them welcome, Robin.
Come in, boys, and get a
sure pile right
in
the way.
And the big boy. Here's my calling card.
Oh, nice going, Batman. Oh, your nose is showing.
Batman, Robin, you're under arrest. Pick it up.
Oh, Sergeant Healy. Robin, the fight's over.
Well, blow me down. We've been battling the police.
I'll say you have. Now listen.
Sorry, Sergeant. We couldn't see who you were in the dark. Well, I'm sure glad you're here. You see, we...
Save it, Batman. Put out your hands. You too, Robin.
What?
Hey, what's the idea of the handcuffs?
You're under arrest.
What? Under arrest?
That's right. Mr. Latimer tipped us off that you might try to break into his house.
Huh?
Inspector Henderson couldn't believe it, but he sent me out here when Latimer insisted he was in danger. Looks like he was right, too. Come along now. We're going down to headquarters.
Oh, but
we've
got to
find Superman first, Sergeant. He may be trapped in Latimer's house.
Superman trapped? Are you kidding?
No. You see, it's
like
this. Save
it for the inspector. Come on.
All right. Now give it to me straight. What's the story?
Here it is in a nutshell, Inspector. We did break into Latimer's house early tonight.
Yeah? Why?
To get a piece of kryptonite Latimer has.
A piece of what?
Kryptonite. You remember some years ago, a meteor landed in the cornfield just outside Metropolis?
Yeah? Well, what about it?
It was a fragment of the planet Krypton. And in the Earth's atmosphere, when Superman was exposed to it, he lost his strength.
That's right. I remember reading about it in the papers.
Well, Latimer's got the last remaining piece of the stuff. And he's trying to use it to get Superman to knuckle under.
Huh?
We were just trying to help Superman out by grabbing it.
On account of he couldn't do it himself, because when he gets close to the stuff, he's weak as a kitten.
Now, wait a minute. So you broke in, huh? Then what?
We hid under Latimer's bed, waiting for him.
Yeah?
But Robin sneezed and the jig was up. We got out through the window with Latimer's goons shooting at us. We ducked around the side of the house and slipped into the basement. Then we ran into trouble.
Yeah? What kind of trouble?
A dog. An ugly, mean-tempered mongrel. He had Robin down on the floor and was angling for his throat when suddenly Superman showed up.
Yes, and thank heavens he did.
He got the dog off, Robin. And then he told us to get back to my house where he'd meet us.
Yeah?
That was about 9:00. At 10:00, we began to get a little nervous. We went out to Latimer's to check. That's when Healy grabbed us.
We think Superman's in trouble, and we think Latimer is responsible.
Well, what do you suggest?
That we get out to Latimer's place as soon as possible and search it from the basement to the attic.
Okay, let's go.
We'll be back in a moment to find out what Batman, Robin, and Inspector Henderson discover at Big George Latimer's house. So keep listening.
The
Now, here's more about the super terrific offer to you fellows.
All about the handsome keychain Kellogg's Pep is offering to send you.
And 12 lucky pieces to jingle all along that chain.
Just wait till you see yourself with this man-sized keychain hanging from your belt and curving down into the side pocket of your trousers.
It's a bright silvery chain with good strong links, and it's over 17 inches long.
One end fastens to your belt, and at the pocket end, there's a special ring to hang your scout knife or watch.
And now, about those lucky pieces. You can hang one right after another all along your keychain. Silvery, small-scale models. Actual small editions of a skull and crossbones. A football. A locomotive. Binoculars. A trolley car. 12 lucky pieces in all to twirl on your chain.
Yes, sir. Here's an offer that is exciting. A handsome keychain and 12 lucky pieces.
Now, here's all you do to get in on it. To get your keychain, just send in a box top from that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep, and 15 cents. That's a nickel and a dime, plus a Pep box top for your keychain.
And for each of the lucky pieces you order, you send one Pep box top and only one dime, plus the names of the lucky pieces you want. Say you start by sending for just the football or the locomotive. When it comes, you'll also receive a printed slip with the names and pictures of all 12 lucky pieces on it for future orders.
Just remember, for each lucky piece you order, send in one Pep box top and one dime.
Print your name and address clearly. And for your keychain and your lucky pieces, send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Better jot down that address. You ready? It's Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. And get your order in soon, because supplies on hand are limited.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Arriving at Big George Latimer's Stone Mansion, Batman, Robin, Inspector Henderson, and two uniformed policemen were admitted to an oak-paneled study, where shortly Latimer himself, attired in pajamas and a silk dressing robe, joined them. Briefly, Inspector Henderson told him what they were after. A puzzled expression flitted across Latimer's bland face.
I'm sorry, Inspector, but I don't know what you're talking about. I have no kryptonite, and I haven't seen Superman.
That's a lie.
Easy, easy, Robin.
It is a lie, and he knows it.
Shouldn't that little boy be in bed?
Just a minute. I take it then, Mr. Latimer, that you have no objections to our searching the house?
Why, no. None at all.
Good. McGuire, you take the top floor.
Yes, sir.
Reed, you take this floor.
We'll check the basement.
Is the dog still down there?
Dog? What dog?
Are you kidding?
I've never owned a dog.
Skip it, Robin. You coming with us, Inspector?
Yep.
Take us to the basement, Mr. Latimer.
Well, gentlemen, I hope now you're satisfied. I've searched my house thoroughly and have found no evidence of what you call kryptonite, a dog, or Superman. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yes, you can tell us the truth.
Ixnay, Robin.
But he's lying in his teeth.
I suggest you take the boy home and put him to bed. He's overtired.
For two cents,
you'll get those handcuffs slapped back on, Robin.
Oh, okay. I know when I'm licked.
Evidently, you were wrong somewhere along the line, Batman. Superman isn't here.
That's what worries me. We're too late.
Too late for what?
Too late to save him. Robin's right. Mr. Latimer is lying. Somehow he managed to get Superman and the kryptonite together. And I'm afraid that none of us will ever see Superman again.
Gravely, Batman makes a statement that hits the assembled company like a bombshell. All but Big George Latimer, who smiles faintly behind the expressionless mask on his face. Is Batman right? Has the ruthless, bigoted political boss somehow managed to put an end to Superman's career? Or is there some other reason for Superman's mysterious disappearance? Whichever it is, gang, it spells excitement. So don't miss tomorrow's episode to learn what happened to Superman. Follow Batman and Robin as they continue the adventures of Superman. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.